airlines. Now, that's an example of an external market. The other example is, or the other kind of market that's important is an internal market. That just means people inside the same company buy and sell things to each other, sometimes for actual dollars, but also could be just for points or something else that may or may not affect their actual composition. But they do that in a way that helps the company make decisions. For example, or my favorite example of that, is a scenario we developed with Intel Corporation. Now, this is a scenario. It's not something Intel is doing today, but it's something we developed in a fair amount of detail with them that they may do at some time in the future. The basic problem to be solved here was how to decide which products to make at which factories at what times. Today, that decision or that problem is solved by a complex process involving plant managers and factory schedulers and corporate strategic planners and product managers and lots of people. The hypothesis we were exploring was that Intel might be able to make that same decision faster, cheaper, and better by using a kind of internal market. Here's how it could work. The sellers in this market would be the plant managers. And they would essentially sell the rights to have different kinds of products for all the different kinds they were capable of making. They'd sell the rights to have those different products available at different times in the future. And the buyers would be the Intel salespeople who would buy the rights to have different types of products available at different times in the future in the expectation that they could sell those products to external customers. Then, through the interaction of supply and demand between those internal buyers and sellers, prices would be established in this internal market and could be continually varying. For instance, if you were the Intel salesperson who works with Dell and you found out that Dell was planning to postpone a major purchase from January until February, then you should probably immediately sell the futures for January product and buy the futures for February product. That would probably make the prices go down for January, up for February. If you were a plant manager and you heard about the possibility of a hurricane that might disable your plant, you should probably start buying back a lot of the things you had committed to do, because anything you were unable to do because of the hurricane, you would be responsible for. So then as the time gets closer and closer when the plant managers need to actually start, they could start the production. They could see by looking at the prices in this internal market which things would be most profitable, which products they could make would be most profitable from the point of view of the corporation as a whole based on the collective judgment of everyone participating in that internal market. Now, if we're thinking about inventing organizations, one thing we can do is think about